大家好，我是早安英文的 Jack。Hello everyone, and welcome to another Morning English podcast.
Hey, 我是 Neil. 今天啊，我跟我的新搭档罗强，强哥，我们来录一期的节目。
对，强哥，
嗯，很棒的中文名。嗯，你知道强哥什么意思吗？We didn't know the meaning of the 强哥、brother 强。
对，我的汉语老师，tell me today the four letter phrase get stronger every day in English.
他对你真好。Okay.
So I think this is good for me. Right. So today we're going to be talking about some of the different ways we can use the word question.、
Mm-hmm.
So we all know the most basic way to use this.、I have a question, or can I ask a question?But we'll show you six other useful phrases that you can use.
是的，我们经常讲这个单词啊，很常见 ，question 是吧？问题啊，你经常会说，哎，我可以问一个问题吗？但是呢，我们今天会教你其他六种，哎，也很实用，但可能你还不知道的这个用法。Yeah, this can be all be used in daily conversation. 啊，你可以啊知道他们很棒的用法。如果你想得到本期的笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。 Okay, so the first useful phrase is out of the question.
Yes, so you can use this when something is too impracticable or unlikely to merit discussion. So basically, when something is just not going to happen.
对，是的，就是怎么用这个 out of the question 呢？就是当你觉得哇，这个事情我办不到，臣妾做不到，我不能够搞，你就可以用这一个的句型，这个的短句啦。我们让那个 Jack 给我们一个 example.
Of course. Sometimes I don't know what you say, but I can understand your emotion with just the words.
Your Chinese is better and better, man.
Right. So, for example, you can say this when someone keeps asking you to complete an impossible task. So, say they asked you to finish loads and loads of homework by tomorrow. You could say...I've told you, finishing everything by tonight is out of the question.
对，就是我告诉你了，今晚要干完所有的事情，那是不可能的。让我们来小结一下 ，out of the question 不是在问题之外，不对，这个解释不对的。它的正确的解释呢，应该是不可能的，就类似于 impossible 啊，就通常用于在一系列的这个。讨论之后啊，表达出哎呀不可能，没有必要再说了的意思了。我们让那个 Jack 再给大家来读一遍我们这个优美的例句。
So I've told you finishing everything by tonight is out of the question.
我跟你说过了，今晚之前全部完成是不可能的。哎，当然了，我们通常啊不会那么的惨，对吧？我们听众通常都是很优秀的，对吧？所以我们要教你怎么说，哎，没问题，我能搞定。Okay, number two is without questions. This can be said when there is absolutely no doubt in your mind about something. 中文就是说没问题，我能搞定。
Yeah, so you can.Use this when you're so sure about something that there can be no questions asked about it. Hence, no question.
对，是的，就是说确定的，毫无疑问的 ，without question. 啊，它跟这个 absolutely 啊是一样的意思，用来形容一件事情，你非常的确定，不用怀疑，相信我，领导，我能够搞定的。So, Jack, please give us an example.
Of course. So you could say.Mary is so hardworking. She is without question the best in our company.
玛丽同学啊，特别努力，她绝对是我们公司最优秀的员工。每天晚上给她加个鸡腿啊，然后你们听出来没有？这个 absolutely 这个词啊，特别的性感，特别是这个英式发音里面很棒。我们让强哥给大家再来演示一遍。
Absolutely.Absolutely, no doubt. That's my best English accent.
Okay,
so for number three, we're going to talk about the opposite of no question. And that is call into question. This is when there is a plan or idea that has some uncertainty around it, or just doesn't sound like a good idea.
哎，是的，我们刚刚讲了这个没有问题，现在又是有问题，要提出你的这个质疑，就说，哎，你觉得这个人，哎，不是一个那个好的这个主意，你心里面心生了这个疑念。注意啊，这个 call into question 不是给问题打电话，大家注意一下，他是说，哎，你对某人或者某件事，你提出了疑问，你需要重新来评估这个东西。
So you can use this expression when you are questioning a plan or idea.
Mm-hmm.
So you're calling for questions to be asked, aka calling into question, just like a police officer would call you in for questioning.
对，就是你可以再质疑一些你对某一些计划啊、那个主意啊、理念有问题的时候，你就可以 calling into question， 就是质疑他们嘛。就比如经常刚才讲这个警察叔叔经常会质疑你呢，看你是不是一个坏人。大家注意啊，他这个里面讲了一个很酷的这个词啊，叫做 AKA， 就是。这个 Othello known as 的这个缩写就是怎么讲，就是就是现在这个 hip hop 文化里面经常会用到就是当你在说自己叫什么什么的时候，后面你会加一个 AKA， 再加上你的艺名，对吧？比如说我的中文名叫刘老师，然后 AKA Neil， 比如说罗强。
Yeah, so Jack or AKA 强哥，
社会社会，
好社会
社会，对对对，我们来再来这个小结一下啊，那个 call into question 不是给问题打电话，而是提出这个质疑，对某人对某件事提出疑问。我们让Jack 给大家朗读一个非常美的 example。
So you could say because of the poor result.We called her qualification into question.
从这个糟糕的结果来看啊，我们不得不质疑她的资质。好，再接着来啊，哎，我们在表达说一个事情是可以商榷的、商量的，也可以用到 question 这个单词。我们怎么用呢？我们会用的叫做 open to question. That can be used when you want to describe something that isn't set in stone or definite.
Right, so for example, mm-hmm. if you were haggling about a price, or you were thinking of making a big decision, something like that, you could call it into question, or you could say it's open to question. When you say it's open to question, you're putting it on the floor for mm-hmm. people to examine and think about.
Yeah, 就是你在这个要讨价还价，或者你要想一个大的这个 decision 的时候，很多时候你就说，哎 ，let's open to question， 对吧？那我们来总结一下，这个是可以讨论的，要商榷的，我们就用 open to question， 形容某件事情还没有最终决定，还可以这个叫什么，敞开心扉的来提出问题进行讨论。And let's missed example, Jack.
Mr. Example, I like that.
Missed example. Okay.
Right, so you could say, come on, the price is still open to question.
Mm-hmm.
What's your best price then?
Hey, 这个价钱还可以商量。那个多少钱你觉得合适？再便宜一点啦。
I wish I'd said this in Chinese when I was in Beijing, because I would have saved a lot of money. So the next one is a very simple one.
Yeah.
It's basically a phrase that indicates a question. So you're announcing to the room your question.
哎，就是说有一个不确定的事情我们要来去宣布，去想知道就但是呢，它又比这个想知道有更多的含义，我们会把它叫 a question mark， 就不确定的，同这个 uncertainly。
So you can use this when you literally want to put more emphasis on your question by literally saying a question mark.
Yeah.
So for example.
Yeah, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah, missed example.
I beat you to it this time.
Okay.
So say somebody said to you, who will be our boss?
Okay.
New boss. You could reply, there's still a question mark over that.
Yeah.
You don't know, basically.
Yeah, exactly. But you can figure it out, maybe. who well, is feather.
Hopefully, yeah. Fingers crossed.
就是谁会是我们的新老板？他还是一个 a question mark， 还是一个未知数？用未知数的时候，
未知数，
对，未知数，你就可以用 a question mark 来形容它了，是不是非常的实用？
Okay, so this last one can be used when you are in doubt over how much time you have to do something.
哎，就是你在做一个事情啊，但是呢，你不知道你需要多花多少时间去做。哎，也可以用 question.
嗯嗯。So it's useful to say this when making plans of any sort, as time is always going to be a factor. So basically, much like you can call something into question,You're asking questions about how much time you have. So the phrase, a question of time, is all about how much time you have.
对，如果你还没听清楚的话，我们让 Mist Example 给你一个 example.
Okay, so they are small at the moment, but it's only a question of time until they get bigger.
对，懂了吧？就当前呢，他们规模很小，但那只是一个时间问题，所以呢 ，a question of time 就是说啊，形容一件事终究会在未来的某一天发生。今天对我什么不理什么什么鬼，不理睬我吗？明天让你高攀不起，类似这种感觉。哎，你看这个 question 这么简单的一个词，但是有那么多实用的用法，是不是有点小惊喜？当然了，如果你想系统的学习英文，欢迎参加我们的会员课程“早安学徒”的课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就能了解报名详情了。好，非常开心啊，跟那个 Jack 强哥跟人家录了一期全新的节目，希望你能喜欢我们这个全新的组合。当然现在这个 Jack 小哥哥强哥现在在这个 B 站也开始做各种好玩的视频，什么吃各种乱七八糟的东西啦，对吧，然后拿这个外国人的角度来看中国的各种的事情啦，哎呀挺有创意的。So Jack， 你对这个 B 站怎么看？
对，很好玩，我很喜欢看弹幕。
是他这个弹幕啊，极其凶猛密集，总之挺有意思的。你想要看的话，在这个 B 站搜索早安英文啊，也可以看得到了。欢迎大家来 B 站找这个 Jack 玩。好，这一期的这个节目就到这里了。我是 Neil，
我是 Jack，
下期见，
再见，拜拜。